only appropriate song to play for our next guest. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. The Hokies come to town. Virginia Tech taking on Vanderbilt this weekend. We say hello to their head coach, Brent Pry, who is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you playing that tune. Why don't we get that cranking to start the game on Saturday by 11 o'clock?
I know that you hear that now, and it means something different to you. But what was it like the first time you're standing there in the tunnel, they start playing Metallica, and then you guys run out?
It's unbelievable. You know, I mean, to be honest, I almost stumbled out the first time. They got somebody kind of holding the group up, giving a five-second countdown, but the team's behind me pushing, you know, anxious, ready to come tearing out of there. And so we were miscued a little bit the first time, and I almost bit it. But, it's awesome. You know, the guys, you come down to Johnny Cash, you know, walking down the long sidewalk from the locker room, you hit that tunnel, and you know, Metallica starts cranking, and you know them fans are jumping. And, you know, it's to me, it's the best entrance in college football.
It is definitely up there for sure. So coming to Vanderbilt this weekend, obviously this is a little bit of a homecoming for you. You were on James Franklin's staff here as the co-DC and, assistant head coach. So what's it going to be like for you coming back to West End, a place that's changed quite a bit since you were here?
Yeah, we're excited, obviously to break out of camp and get our season started and square off against somebody other than ourselves. But, we loved our experience at Vanderbilt. Obviously, professionally, we had a lot of success and did some big things. And, you know, I certainly understand that, what Vanderbilt's tradition is and, you know, what Clark is working towards. And then for my family, you know, a ton of friends and a great experience. And we got nothing but respect for Vanderbilt and love for Nashville. So, I'm anxious to bring the team down. And, you know, I know they've done some work on their stadium. And I got a lot of respect for Clark, fellow defensive coordinator, and gets his opportunity very similar to me, you know, to kind of come home and do it at a place that he knows very well. And, he's a good football coach. He's got a good staff. And I know we're going to have our hands full.
Brent Pry is with us, head coach at Virginia Tech. And you look back at those days when you were here and, you know, you and the Coach Franklin and the staff come in and, you know, nobody really knew where it was going to go. And then you mentioned the success that you all had. Knowing the history of Vanderbilt football, knowing that you guys – were able to bring that team together and get some bowl wins and have a lot of success. I mean, how special is that to look back on that at that point in your career?
Yeah, quite an accomplishment. You know, Coach Franklin did a tremendous job. And as a first-time head coach, and I was fortunate, as his assistant head coach, to be close by his side and, grew a lot and learned a lot from his experiences, our experiences. But, our message, my message to the team, on Sunday was, listen, myself, Chris Marv, I mean, our experiences, Vanderbilt had been to four bowl games in their history and had back-to-back two-win seasons, I believe, when we get there. And we get to six wins and go bowling. Like, this group is capable, and they've got good coaches and a good plan and a good process, just like we believe in. And, ignore the noise and – we got to go put our best foot forward, give us the best chance to come out with a win.
Now, you mentioned Chris Marv. He was one of my favorites to watch at Vanderbilt. Now he's your defensive coordinator and coaching linebackers there at Virginia Tech. Does he still have that fire like you saw as a player now as a coach?
Absolutely. He is as an intense, I pride myself on and being an intense mentality guy, as a D coordinator. And I'm going to tell you, he's topped me. So I kind of just hover in the shadows when he's up in front of the group. But, he's super smart, always an intelligent player. He's an intelligent coach, very well prepared. In year one, I was calling the defense, not doing a great job of it. And but he was preparing each and every week to call it. And so when that last game came, and we went up to Liberty, it was an opportunity to just say, hey, let's do this, man. You know, let's turn it over and you call it and get this first one under the belt. So he's done a great job. I'm very proud of him. We feel very fortunate to have he and his wife, Lauren, you know, here with us in Blacksburg. And, you know, they're growing a family and just a great addition to our staff and our football program.
We're talking to Brent Pry, the head coach at Virginia Tech, as they take on Vanderbilt this weekend. And, you know, you guys go from 3 wins to 7 wins last year. And I had a coach tell me one time that, you know, that almost is the easy part. The hard part is getting from that middle of the pack and then going to the 9, 10, 11 wins. As you look at the program that you built over the course of the last 3 years and also the difficulties of the landscape of college football, you know, what has that process been like to get to this point to now hopefully looking at this season, be able to take it a step further?
Well, it goes back to, you know, December and first of all, retaining your staff, you know, quality coaches that, you know, are impacting your program in the right direction. You got to retain them. You got to keep them. Continuity, consistency, familiarity, player relationships. And then you got to retain players. In today's times, you know, that's certainly critical and hard to do. We've got, you know, we were very fortunate to have, you know, basically all of our players return, and the majority of them had other opportunities, whether it was the NFL or make more money somewhere else. And, you know, so it started there, you know, the momentum from the bowl game, kind of came around about the same time. And you just got a lot of things going in the right direction where you feel like, okay, let's take the next step here. How do we do that? And I think the retention was a big piece, capitalizing on the momentum. And then you get into the narrative and the messaging of staying humble, you know, and staying hungry and remember what allowed us to improve on this first go round. And, you know, so and we do a nice job here at trusting the process and, you know, kind of going one day at a time and one game at a time. And, you know, we've done a good job of learning how to block out the noise. You know, when we were 1-3, there was plenty of it that sounded pretty nasty. And, you know, there's a bunch of noise. It just sounds different, but it's still just noise. It has no bearing on the team that we bring to Nashville on Friday.
So what does that say, though, about the culture that you all have built there? I mean, you got guys that wanted to come back that had other opportunities. I mean, to me, that says that's a place they want to be at, they want to stay at, they want to see this through. That, to me, starts with culture.
Yeah, and it's the most important thing we have. And, you know, it takes time to kind of turn players over and improve your roster from a talent standpoint. But culture can impact your team the quickest and the most profoundly. And, you hire the right people that you know, understand how I want to do this, what it's going to look like, what's right for Virginia Tech, what's right for our community, for this school, for our players. You know, you recruit like-minded people that, you know, want to be here for the right reasons as players and coaches. And I think you can, you know, you can get that culture going the direction you want a little bit quicker.
You mentioned the noise, and, you know, if it's negative noise, I mean, I've seen players, I've seen coaches use that chip on their shoulder and use that as motivation. But, you know, there is good noise surrounding your team right now. So even though you don't want them to get lost in that and focused on that, how do you use it as motivation?
You know, obviously on Sunday as well, you know, we had, I believe, Pat McAfee, you know, picked us to win the league.
Right.
And in the same breath, he had the second team from the ACC as Florida State. You know, and I'm able to walk in there and say, just listen, this doesn't mean Florida State can't still make it, but understand where we're at here, right? Like, just, you know, it and no offense to these guys, that, you know, these pronosticators, but it just has no bearing on the team. We have to do what we have to do to be the best team we can be. And if you're listening to that, it's going to influence and affect maybe the way you practice, maybe the way you prepare, maybe the way your mindset is. You know, we got to stay humble and hungry. That's our ticket. And they've done a good job of it. We've got a mature bunch that seems to, you know, they know how to work. They have great practice habits. You know, we're not coaching effort. We're not coaching, you know, these guys have gotten a lot of quality reps, and we've been able to get young guys a bunch of quantity reps.
You've been doing this for a long time. You've seen college football, college sports in general, change a lot. Now we got a 12-team playoff for the first time. mean, we can remember when it was all on the BCS and didn't even have that. I mean, it's certainly come a long way. The transfer portal, NIL, all those things. Where is college football today? Like, how would you view it today in the state of college football?
I mean, that's a pretty tough question. There's so much evolving and changing. You know, it's a little bit, you know, as a defensive coach, it's a little bit like navigating targeting. You know, it's at first you want to stiff arm it and you don't agree with it, you hate it, and then you understand why, you understand, you know, you need to embrace it, you need to coach it, you need to teach it, we need to be better at it. And, you know, to me, that's kind of how this is. You know, we've got to learn how to navigate NIL and the transfer portal and soon to be revenue sharing. And, you know, we've got to do it all, you know. And if you still love the game and you still love the relationships and it's still football and it's still college football, and you got 18, 17 to, you know, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds, and, you know, it's still different than the NFL. These guys are young. They're coming to you out of high school. And they may be making money and they may have agents and they may, you know, but they're still the age they are. And this game still means, you know, a ton to them. And, you know, we love recruiting guys that, you know, that love the game of football, that love to play it. And, you know, so our approach is always about being transparent and genuine. You know, we embrace hard conversations and we understand things can be difficult and the landscape, you know, is sometimes challenging for players, for coaches. And, you know, so we hit it head on. And we have a lot of good discussion around this building, player to player, player to coach, coach to coach, about what, you know, what this needs to look like and where we have concerns.
Well, it's going to be a fun one this weekend. I know, like I said, you're excited about coming back here, and we're excited to see the Hokies and the Commodores battle on West End. Thanks so much for doing this, Coach. Really good to talk to you, and best of luck this season.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you covering college football, and we'll see you on Saturday. Go Hokies.
Absolutely. Thank you. Coach Brent Pry joining us here on the program, the head coach at Virginia Tech, as they take on the Vanderbilt Commodores coming up this weekend. And, of course, you can hear all of the Vanderbilt games right here on 102.5, 106.3. The game will have pregame coverage starting at 9:30 Saturday morning as they get ready to take on the Hokies. They'll kick off at 11 on West End, a new-look West End as the stadium continues to get renovations. But really looking forward to that because, I mean, this is a big game for both teams. I mean, Clark Lee, we've talked, and he's going to join Willie and D-Mace today at 1:30. So, we've talked ad nauseum about, you know, the challenges he has and what all he's doing to build that program. You know, Coach Pry kind of had the same thing going into Virginia Tech, and they've been able to go from 3 wins to 7 wins. What can they do this year? So it all kicks off Saturday, and really looking forward to that. We'll have more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.